God bless you. I'm Evangelist Greg Montague, and welcome to Back to the Bible, the podcast where we are trying to teach you how to live your best life. We are starting a series that is so exciting. It's found in Isaiah, the 61st chapter, verse 1 and 2. And in the second verse, the Bible teaches that Christ has brought the acceptable year of the Lord. What is the acceptable year of the Lord? Well, the scripture teaches us again in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Do you want to be accepted? Do you want the Lord to come into your life? I want to talk today about a story of acceptance and a story of rejection. There are two brothers found in the scriptures, Cain and Abel. The Bible said in Hebrews 11 and 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain. And as a result of that offering, God commended him as being righteous and accepted his sacrifice. This is a story of acceptance and a story of rejection. Why was Cain's offering unacceptable? Why was Abel's offering acceptable? Well, Cain's offering was given in self-motivation. Cain's offering was unacceptable. Abel's offering was acceptable. Cain's offering was self-motivated. Abel's offering was given through faith and faith-motivated. Cain gave an offering from the fruit of the ground. Abel gave an offering of livestock, a blood offering. Cain's offering demonstrated no understanding of the redemptive work of God. Abel's offering saw the redemptive work of Christ, even with his limited revelation. During that time, he was able to see that God was preparing his son to one day come and die for our sins. What is this Bible story telling us? Well, it's letting us know a couple of things. One, when we come to God, we must believe that he is. The scripture speaks to us in Hebrews 11 and 6 and teaches that it is impossible to please God without faith. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But there's something else in this story. This story teaches that God is a God of second chances. For the Bible said in Genesis 4 and 7 that the Lord came to Cain and said, Cain, if you do well, you too will be accepted. God wants to accept you, but do you want to accept him? This is a call for repentance. God gives us second chances. And I know someone out there is feeling like you don't deserve a second chance. Your friends and family have left your side. You look in the mirror and you've lost your pride. You don't even recognize who you are anymore. You don't have the dignity that you had before. But I'm here to tell you that there's somebody that can get you right. There's somebody who can help you to stand tall again. There's someone who can make you feel good about yourself again. Jesus saves to the utmost. The Lord's blood can come and cleanse you.